sounds wild. Hi, I'm Riley Woodford for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. Before the invention of radar, ship captains traveling in fog used sound to help them locate the shoreline. The sooner it took for the blast of the foghorn to echo back to the ship, the closer the shoreline.
That works underwater, too. Water transmits sound faster and more efficiently than air, and animals use sounds and echoes to create a sophisticated three-dimensional picture of their underwater surroundings. Echolocation is used by belugas, killer whales, sperm whales, and porpoises.
These clicking sounds are different from the other vocalizations whales make to communicate. The clicks are made by moving air between internal air sacs near the blowhole. The sound is transmitted through the bones of the skull to an organ on the whale's forehead called the melon. That bulging forehead so prominent on toothed whales and porpoises. The melon focuses the sound into a directional beam projected in front of the whale.
State marine mammal biologist Lori Quakenbush has worked closely with belugas and said you can see the melon change shape as a beluga emits clicks. The animals move their heads from side to side when echolocating, sweeping the sound beam ahead.
Echolocation allows belugas to hunt salmon in the soupy silt of Alaska's glacial rivers. Echolocation is so finely tuned that 50 feet away, a porpoise can distinguish between a BB and a kernel of corn. For Sounds Wild, I'm Riley Woodford.
And I'm Jane Rudenberg.
Sounds Wild is brought to you by the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.